Trump reacts to White House shooting, "What I'm doing is a dangerous business." Washington, during his cabinet meeting on May 27, President Donald Trump described the presidency as a dangerous position, noting that leaders who are consequential often encounter threats to their safety. "It's a sad part of life, it's a dangerous business," Trump said in response to a question from the Epoch Times sister media NTD. "What I'm doing is a dangerous business." Trump made these remarks in response to the latest shooting near the White House on Saturday, which came nearly a month after the third assassination attempt against him during the White House Correspondents' Association dinner at the Washington Hilton. "When you are a consequential president, your life is in grave danger. I knew that," Trump said. On May 23, a person near 17th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue opened fire on Secret Service agents. The agents returned fire and killed the suspect. A bystander was also hit and is reported to be in serious condition. Trump was inside the White House at the time. No officers were injured in the shooting. Asked how he deals with the ongoing threats, Trump said he tries not to think too much about the risks. "Well, I can't think about it, because if I thought about it a lot, you know, I wouldn't be a very good president," he joked. Trump added that he and his cabinet members have built what he called the most consequential administration in history. "They say if you're not consequential, you don't have so many problems," he said. "If you are consequential, you do." Soon after the shooting, Trump posted a message on Truth Social thanking Secret Service and law enforcement officers for their swift and professional action. He said the suspected gunman had a violent history and a possible obsession with the White House. He also said the shooting underscored why his new ballroom project is important to all future presidents. "The national security of our country demands it," Trump wrote. Funding for Secret Service security upgrades related to the project and the White House complex is currently under review and being negotiated in Congress. On April 25, at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, an alleged gunman, Cole Allen, breached a security checkpoint near the ballroom at the Washington Hilton and shot a Secret Service agent. Trump, members of his administration, and hundreds of guests, including Epoch Times staff members, were inside the ballroom when gunshots rang out. Allen is facing four federal charges, including attempting to assassinate the president, assaulting an officer of the United States with a deadly weapon, and two firearms charges. During the cabinet meeting, Trump highlighted his efforts to improve safety in Washington, including his decision to deploy the National Guard to the city. He said he wants to keep the troops in Washington. "They look great," he said. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth noted that there will be a surge of National Guard personnel in Washington this summer. Troy Myers contributed to this report.